This story is really a fascinating one, the one I mentioned, where there's possibility now that our universe, the one we're in right now, is floating within a larger universe with an extra spatial dimension. Richard C. Hoagland with us. Richard, this is an incredible story.
Does this have a vaguely familiar ring to it, George?
Yes, it does. Sounds like something you've been working on for a long time.
Yeah, I've been kind of drawing on this orchestra for quite a while, talking about hyperdimensions. What's really cool about this story is that now it looks like we actually have a way to test within the mainstream purview whether these other dimensions, or at least one other dimension, really exists. What they're going to do is next year, NASA plans to launch the GLASS telescope, GLASD, which is a large area gamma ray observatory, which is going to have something like 10,000 square centimeters of surface area to pick up gamma ray bursts from all over the universe. And the reason this is important is because the model that these guys at Princeton and I forget where the other fellows located have proposed.
Duke University.
Is that the universe should be filled with little mini black holes from asteroid masses all the way up to star masses, but they're essentially invisible because they're so tiny that there's no way, unless you're right next to them, to feel their effects. However, if electromagnetic radiation wafts past them, they should deflect that radiation in a very precise way, and they will deflect gamma rays in a very precise way that will be detected by this telescope, and thereby they're proposing to NASA and the principal investigators on the GLASS mission next year that they look for these bursts and look for particular signatures, both in frequency and in time, that the black holes would impart to the radiation, and thereby possibly confirm the multidimensional model. It's really cool.
If for some reason they come up with the data that concludes that, yeah, there is an extra dimension there, an extra spatial dimension, plus time, what does that mean to us in this universe, the fact that we could be floating within a larger universe, which then I assume is floating in a, maybe a larger universe?
Oh, what a nice idea. Yes, you're exactly right. Because there's nothing that limits you to just four spatial dimensions. Once you get into the multidimensional kick, there's going to be four or five or six or seven. I mean, the string theory, you know, they say there are 11. And there are other versions that say up to 26. So this is kind of the beginning of a way to maybe test a theory that for many, many years, if you talk to Michio Kaku, that, you know, one of Art's favorite people, Michio claimed from the beginning that string theory was untestable, which, of course, puts it out of the category of science, kind of, and into the realm of religion. So this is a really fascinating development that these two guys have come up with a way to test the mainstream multidimensional universe model, which has really interesting implications. I mean, we spent hours and hours discussing this at the University of Wisconsin during the God, Man, and ET conference several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of the BRAN or brain model is that you have these nested universes which are floating within each other but are invisible to each other except for the gravitational leakage effects. And that the reason gravity is so weak in our universe compared to all of the forces, you know, the electromagnetic force, the weak force, the strong force, the nuclear force, is because it's basically leaking between dimensions, which weakens it drastically by the time it gets down to the 3D from the 4D, the 5D, the 6D, that kind of thing. So this is all very consistent, and one of the implications is that if we're floating as a bran or a brain, like membrane, that's where that term comes from.
You got it.
In a larger reality, then occasionally these membranes collide. They bounce off each other. And when that happens, that's the Big Bang. That's when our universe was created by the energy leaking between dimensions into the third dimension, creating all of the matter and energy that we see as far as our telescopes can peer.
I also wonder, if that's where deja vu occurs, if shadow people are leaking through these dimensions, if UFOs that people see might be coming through some kind of portal or some collapse of the other universe. I wonder if that has anything to do with anything.
Well, as you know from our work with Sidonia and the equations and the looking back at Maxwell and the whole hyperdimensional physics thing, we firmly believe that there is not only a physics here, which can be tested, but a technology, and that if you have extraterrestrials zipping around the universe, they're not poking along at the speed of light between here and Alpha Centauri. They are tunneling through between dimensions and popping in and popping out using the ability of their energy sources to bend space and time and basically tunnel between dimensions back into 3D when they get where they want to go. So, yeah, I think all those phenomena that have been disparate and separate, including, by the way, ghosts, EVP, where do we go, George, when we die, is possibly we don't go anywhere. We just return to where we were.
Absolutely.
Because this is the virtual reality experience of our real selves in a set of higher conscious dimensions.
Who's to say that that's not where heaven is, Richard?
That's why this came up big time at the Guy Ben ET conference, which, of course, is available on the DVD set. I mean, I had to get that in there, right?
Well, that's okay. You're entitled.
We
pay you so much to come on the show, so you might as well sell your DVDs once in a while.
We're going to spend 13 minutes talking about this tonight, but we spent 13 hours, George, with Mike Heiser and Hugh Ross and David Flynn and Paul Nelson and myself discussing all the implications, the ramifications, how this would look in terms of Revelation, the last major section of the Bible, how this would look in terms of Genesis, the first major section of the Bible. I mean, to grapple properly with this scientific question, you really need to involve all of man's heritage, which includes philosophy and theology and a good dose of common sense.
Well, let me tell you, if we find out, let's say in 2007 or 2008, that there are extra dimensions, how soon will we be able to harness some kind of ability to travel throughout them?
Well, there actually is a proposal which came out of, I'm trying to think of the center, it was, I think, Los Alamos, by way of NASA headquarters, and Tim Ventura is the guy to really talk to on this. There is a proposal for actually testing a hyperspatial drive that was proposed decades ago by a scientist, I believe, out of Germany. I don't have that information at my fingertips tonight, but I do know they proposed using the Los Alamos machine, the big laser, you know, nuclear fusion machine, which has the magnets, to basically test this space drive, which involves multi-dimensional capability. The idea is if you can get the objects moving at a certain speed, they will literally tunnel between dimensions. We're seeing a convergence, George, between theory and experiment, between the NASA that we thought we had and the NASA we'd love to have. And I'm looking at a trend curve here where there is literally no ceiling.